The week ahead, and a correction on the record. Three developments deserve close watching in the coming days. The 25-state forced labor tariff lawsuit will likely see its first procedural hearing, which will determine how quickly injunctive relief is even possible and whether the business sectors affected begin preparing for supply chain disruption. Microsoft's Azure guidance, when next disclosed, will be read against the UBS concern about AI demand concentration, specifically whether the enterprise customers driving the $678 billion backlog are in genuine production dependency or in extended evaluation cycles. And the scientific community appeared likely to mount formal pushback on NOAA's unexplained termination of the Arctic report card, potentially forcing a public rationale from the agency. On Iran, National Security Advisor Waltz's statement that Tehran's negotiators care primarily about frozen assets rather than military strikes was, if accurate, a significant public disclosure about what a deal's actual terms might involve. Whether any back-channel engagement on asset release materializes in the next 2 to 3 weeks would serve as a meaningful signal of whether negotiations are live or stalled. A correction. Several months ago, this program referenced Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea as evidence of expanded Ukrainian strike capability. That claim should not have been included. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, thousands of kilometers from Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such attacks were verified. Today's confirmed 1,500-kilometer refinery strike is a genuine demonstration of expanded capability. The difference between verified and speculative sourcing matters, and the error is being named directly.